Stain Gang podcast time, and time to talk about Midwestern State women's basketball as we begin our weekly podcast with Bernita Jackson. And there's a lot of excitement about the women's basketball team, and we got a chance to kind of see them in action last week in Austin, taking on Texas in an exhibition game. I think the trip and the overall experience was a lot of fun for your team.
It was. It was a lot of them just enjoyed the experience, the venue. I mean, everything about it was just first class, and I mean, it's Longhorn Nation. They bleed burnt orange out there, so it was a lot of fun.
Did you learn anything about your team?
Yeah, I learned a couple of things about them, actually. Number one, we are pretty good defensively to have forced 9 turnovers in the first quarter, so I was happy to see that. Took us a little while to get things figured out offensively against a really good team, but we did score 22 points in that fourth quarter, so that was good to see. And I think that my freshmen and my younger kids are going to be really good. I think they got a bright future ahead. So that was exciting to see, because on a stage like that, you never know how they're going to come out. But I was proud to see Kayla Spates and Jada Gomez. They're freshmen. And then Catalina Cortez, she's just a sophomore. She transferred to us. And those three really impressed me with just their poise, you know, on such a stage that big. So I'm excited for their future. They're very coachable. They work hard. And so I learned that the moment's not too big for them.
I was kind of eavesdropping in the handshake line, and the head coach at Texas actually told Catalina, "You played a nice game."
Mm-hmm.
So that had to feel good for her.
It did. He tweeted her too, and so it was nice. She loved it. We have been big Vic Schaefer fans for years, since he ran the defensive schemes back at Texas A&M when they won the national championship, went to Mississippi State, you know, took his whole defensive philosophies there. I've studied him for a while. I told him before the game, I've stolen a few of your concepts, but I'm just a big fan and honored to coach against you. And so he was very kind, very welcoming, very complimentary of our team, too.
Yeah, he really was, and that was nice to see. And you faced a Texas team that I swear everybody on the floor was at least 6'4". I'm exaggerating, but not by much. And then the 5'6 girl that they played is up for National Player of the Year.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a step above what you're going to see in the Lone Star Conference. So I compared it to being in the on-deck circle, putting a weight on your bat.
That's right.
Before you step up to the plate. So, in general, the experience is going to, in tennis terms, it's going to make you match tough, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
It should help us build some confidence, too. I mean, if you can score against Texas, who's bigger, stronger, faster, just all around more experienced, you know, you should be able to score against teams in the Lone Star. And same thing with defense. If you can get stops against Texas, if you can force them to turnovers and frustrate them even for a quarter, then that tells me you're capable of doing it for 4 quarters against other teams in our league.
I know the other thing that Midwestern State fans were happy to see is they came out and pressed you.
Yes.
You were able to beat the press.
Yes.
Now, you didn't score every trip down the floor.
No.
But you got into the half court and you were able to set up your offense. Recently, that's been a problem for Midwestern State, so that was encouraging, I think.
Yeah, it was. We still work on it every day. One of the teams we'll see this weekend, they press pretty much the whole game, and they're going to be up in our shorts all night long. So we gotta be okay. But which I was glad that we played Texas, because to me, their press is unlike anything that those kids have ever seen or that we will see. So we needed that. We really needed that pressure. We needed that stage. We needed that just everything that makes you want to just go away from executing, but they still locked in and focused. And we had our moments where we just lost focus, but when we called the timeout and talked to them, they brought their focus back, which as a coach, that's what you're looking for.
Right.
Do you let it unravel, or can you gain composure and bring it back together?
So you brought us right to this weekend as the regular season gets started. You're in this conference challenge, these two schools from the RMAC. You're taking on Colorado Springs and Adams State this weekend. Midwestern State split against those two schools when they went to Colorado last year. What are you expecting to see? What should Midwestern State fans expect to see this weekend?
Two totally different teams, but when we play Colorado Springs, one of the things that they're guard heavy. Well, both teams are guard heavy, so we're going to have some solid backcourt, just execution, discipline, all of those things, because their guards are really good. But Colorado Springs, that game is going to be good for us. They run a lot of the things that we'll see in conference play, a lot of motion offense. So they're going to move the ball. They're going to set ball screens. We got to be ready to guard the ball screens. We have to talk. And so one of the things that we have been working on is being able to talk about what's going on, be on one accord, and then apply what it is that we're doing. And so from the offensive end, from us, they're mostly going to guard us man-to-man from what I've been watching on film. But Colorado Springs is in a similar state as us. They're rebuilding. They have a new coach who's there. But she did return a lot of players from that program that were all conference, that were, you know, had double-doubles last year. And so she had a little something to build on, which is nice. But and then Adam stayed on Saturday. He's been there. He's a great coach. He's been there for a few years, and they press and they get up in you and they try to keep you in the backcourt and turn you over and get easy transition baskets. So we're going to have to take care of the ball in both games. Colorado Springs might try to slow us down a little bit and run us off a bunch of screens in a half court, but then Adams State is going to speed us up and try to press us. So it'll be nice for us to be able to – the main thing we've been talking about is play our pace, and you determine how fast or slow you want to play this game.
So when we talked, when you first got the job, I got the impression you want to play fast. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, we do. We do. So we're going to try to impose our will with the pace, the tempo, and those kinds of things. I think that's going to be our strong suit. We don't have a 6'3 banger inside. You know, I would love to have one, but we don't have one yet. So we're just going to have to beat people on our size as far as speed goes and pulling the bigs out the paint and hopefully going around them. But we're moving the ball pretty well. When we do execute, we get wide open shots. Our players are starting to figure out where those sweet spots are within the flow of what we do. And so now it's just a matter of us making more of them. But they're starting to buy in and understand, whoa, the more we execute, the more we get what we want.
And I know we've talked about this before, but a lot of people are tuning into the podcast for the first time. You've got kind of an interesting mix because you brought in six girls with you from Texas Wesleyan. You've got the five girls who were here previously.
Yes.
How has it been to blend those two, and how is that working out?
That part has been pretty good. We've been very intentional about team building events and activities. We've been doing community service. We've been out and finding intentional opportunities to connect outside of basketball so that when they get on the court, they communicate and they feel a little bit more comfortable with each other. But that part of it, it just takes time to kind of build those relationships and build that trust. But it's been good. They've been coming along. They've been bonding. They've been gelling. And then we also brought in three new players, two freshmen and then a transfer that have never played for me before, but I've just recruited them, and they're really good players. So they as well have been in the fold and in the mix and trying to figure out, you know, what all is Coach Jackson expecting, and then what is this Lone Star Conference about to be like, you know. So the returners have been able to help with the historical knowledge of MSU and walking them to classes and showing them, you know, hey, this is where you go to get your ID, which that has been awesome. And then the ones coming with us, they talk to them about our pace, our tempo, you know, what she expects. You know, she's into details. If she tells you to pump fake, you need to pump fake. She's telling you to box out, you better box out. She's not going to keep saying it. So they are able to kind of show that part of it. And together, I think it's been a good learning process for everybody. And all of them are kind of learning, not just what I expect, but even to expect things of themselves and have their own personal goals. So but it's been good. They've been gelling pretty well so far.
How important is it this weekend, especially with back-to-back games, but also being the first two games, managing minutes? How do you go about that? Do you have a strategy going in, or do you kind of play it by ear?
I do have a strategy going in based on what I think we should be able to do. But the fun thing about what we do is you don't know until it's game time on who performs, you know, in that moment. Now, somebody could look good all week long in practice and then get into a game and freeze up, or look bad all week in practice and get into a game and all of a sudden it just clicks. And so I'm very instinctual with the way that I sub and give minutes, but it is earned in practice. But you know, in addition to what they earn in practice, I'm going to use my instincts in game based on who's got the run, who's got the hot hand, who's stopping the other girl from getting to the rim, who's getting rebounds, you know. So, we kind of have a good idea. We've been looking at a lineup all week long that we feel like, you know, could really help us get the game going in the right direction. Our big key has been we need to start out fast. I didn't feel like we did that in our first exhibition game. And then against Texas, I felt like we were kind of trying to get that idea. So Friday, my expectation is for us to get it and do it because we've been doing it in practice.
So what is starting fast? What does that entail? Is that scoring, getting a big lead?
I would like to score. And so yeah. Yes, absolutely. That would be awesome. But I would like to score early. Not when I say that, it means like play our pace, like move to the ball, move your feet, like push the ball up the floor on the pass. I don't like a bunch of dribbling. So move it up the floor on the pass and the cut. Trust your teammates will get you back the ball if you, you know, get open and do your work and do your job. And, yeah, we want to score so we can get up and press, you know. And it's hard to press on a bunch of bricks. So make a shot so we can do what we want to do. But that's kind of what we would like for them to do. But once the nerves kind of settle in, I think we'll be fine.
So in recent years, the mathematicians have gotten to basketball, and we see a bunch of teams taking a lot of threes. Mm-hmm. The metrics say that's a valuable shot. What's your approach to the three-pointer?
This year, we have some really good three-point shooters, and I mean, we made, I believe the number was 6 or 7 against Texas. We didn't make but maybe 3 in our exhibition game before that. And so our goal is we want to make 10 threes a game. And within the flow of what we do, whether it's transition threes or it's in the half court coming off a screen, whatever it is, we're going to have opportunities to make threes. And we got players that can knock it down. So they just have to be a threat. And I agree. I mean, threes add up faster than twos. But if you're off, you better know how to score in some other ways, you
right.
know, because that can also be some coaches use that three philosophy to their own detriment. And they'll shoot themselves out of a game. And some players will, too. They don't know. So, I mean, me as a coach, I'll just sub you out. I don't want you to stop shooting and stop being aggressive. But at the same time, we got to control pace here. And you're kind of giving them some easy transition baskets. But we would like to make 10 threes a game if we can.
So who are the best perimeter shooters?
Right now, from what we've been seeing, Nikki Green, she's new for us. She's transferring in. She's never played for me, but recruited her for years.
She's from Paris Junior College,
yes,
right?
She went to Paris Junior College. Her coach at Paris Junior College was my old JUCO coach when I played in college. So, got a connection there with her, and she just has always felt like family ever since I met her.
She's got a real effervescent personality. Mm-hmm. I think the fans are really going to take to her.
Yes, she really does. She's fun to coach. She thinks she's a coach, matter of fact. We call her Coach Green because she'll be out there directing traffic on the court, but she can really fill it up. So she can shoot. Jada Gomez, she's from Pflugerville. She can shoot it. Our little point guard, Catalina Cortez, she can shoot it really well. She does a great job of hiding behind those ball screens and getting her shot off. And she's mastered that step back, too. Eternity Jackson is a returner. She can shoot the ball as well. She's kind of played more point and facilitated in the past, but she just shoots the ball so well. We want to get her going and running off screens and being able to take advantage of that three-point shot. I think she's got a really good-looking shot. So she's another one for us. And then Kayla Spates, she's kind of streaky. But once she gets going, I mean, she could fill it up too. When we're in practice, there are some games or, you know, when we're playing or whatever, I mean, you'll look at back-to-back threes, like 6 threes in a row. And so you know we have it in us. We just got to get it to show up in a game.
You know, you mentioned Eternity, and when I think about her, I think about free throw shooting because she's been a great free throw shooter ever mm-hmm. since she's been here at Midwestern State. How important is it for your team to get to the line?
Yeah, we need to get to the line so we can get some easy, you know, charity stripe shots. And also, too, I like getting to the free throw line because for us, that makes a coach that we're playing against have to get into his bench and rotate, which that always works in your favor when they have to start playing people that they didn't necessarily want to play. But yeah, I think we have a lot of great free throw shooters for sure. Eternity is one of them. Michaela Coy, she came with us. She's an excellent free throw shooter. And yeah, we need to take advantage of that. And it's a time for us to also kind of talk, get on one accord. If we want to switch things up at that point, we can. So yeah, we got to take advantage of those good shooting forms we got.
So you've been here a little while now since you've taken the job. What's your impression of Midwestern State and Wichita Falls?
So far, it's been good. Everybody is, like, very welcoming, and a lot of people know me, but I don't know them. So that when I see them, I'll be, like, walking my daughter down the street, and they'll be like, Coach, we're so happy you're here. And I'm like, well, hello, what's your name? But they've been very welcoming, very friendly. Everybody on campus has been very warm and friendly and helpful, and it's been a good experience so far.
Well, we're all excited about both you and Kevin being here, and I hope the expectations aren't unreasonable, but people are excited about this coming season for Midwestern State women's basketball. Can't wait to get started for real.
Me too. We're excited too.
That's Bernita Jackson. She'll be joining us every week for the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. Be sure to be at Ligon Coliseum Friday. It's an 11:30 start, so it's breakfast at Ligon as we get the season underway. I'm Pete Stein. So long.